Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is December the 3rd. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to give my opinion on a few different news items in the world of professional wrestling. Number one, I want to talk about the recent signing, which I think is a blockbuster signing. The recent exclusive signing of PCO by Ring of Honor. Now, for those of you who don't know who PCO is, and if you don't, you've been living under a rock. PCO is he wrestled in the mid-90s in WWE as one half of the Quebecers, along with Jacques Rougeau. Also, as Jean-Pierre Lafitte. The Pirate, which was later done much better by, well, I don't know if I would say much better, but was done just as well and differently by Paul Burchill, which I think actually hurt Paul Burchill's career. But PCO, Pierre Carl Ouellette, is, I believe, 51 years old. He had some moderate success in WWE as one half of the tag team champions with Jacques Rougeau. He took some time away from WWE and from professional wrestling in general. And over the last year and a half, maybe, has had a major career resurgence as PCO, a much more muscular version of himself. I've seen some of the man's workout videos, and he does not appear to be enhanced by any unnatural substances. So it appears that he just has put in a lot of hard work, and it has obviously paid off. The man is a genetic freak, really. A man at 51 years old should probably not be in the best shape of his life. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with him in Ring of Honor. Apparently his signing was accidentally leaked. It was supposed to be a surprise at Final Battle, and apparently there are more signings to come that will also be surprises at Final Battle. Just off the top of my head, I think if done correctly, they can put him right into a television title feud with Jeff Cobb, and that would be that would be a battle of two powerhouses, which I think would be a much welcome feud, assuming that Jeff Cobb gets past what I'm assuming will be a match with Hangman Page, and I'm assuming he will. Earlier tonight, I saw a tweet from one of the members of the Elite, or of the Revival, excuse me, teasing a match in the future with the Young Bucks. And I have to say that after the way the Revival has been treated over the last several weeks on Raw, I think leaving WWE would be what's best for them. I think going to Japan or going to Ring of Honor would be major steps in the right direction for their careers. I think those companies would know how to use them correctly and not make them look like a joke, which is exactly what WWE has done. I mean, the way that WWE has been using the Revival lately is just pathetic, and that's putting it nicely. I don't understand how a tag team that is so incredibly talented can be thrown away like the Revival have been. And the same can be said for Gallows and Anderson, because they are just as talented and they are being pushed aside for another Usos New Day bar match, which, if you really stop and think about it, with the exception of the Bludgeon Brothers' brief reign as tag team champions, which only ended because Eric Rowan got injured. Let's be realistic. Or only ended when it did because Eric Rowan got injured. I'm sure it would have ended eventually. But the only reason it ended when it did is because Eric Rowan got injured. And with the exception of that short title reign, the Usos, New Day, and The Bar have been kind of trading around the tag titles since The Bar got to SmackDown. And they really need to do something new over on SmackDown. Like, put Gallows and Anderson in the title hunt. Put Sanity in the title hunt. Heck, put the Colognes in the title hunt. I mean, don't put the titles on the Colognes, but put the Colognes in the title hunt. So, but I, I'm going to give my opinion on Raw tonight, and it's going to differ from a lot of other people's probably. I thought it was actually pretty good. There were some things that I wasn't a big fan of, namely the Revival and the Lucha House Party match and the Drake Maverick Bobby Roode match. The way those two matches panned out, I wasn't exactly a fan of. I thought it was lazy booking, lazy writing. But other than those two things, I thought Raw was actually really good tonight. And I look forward to Raw every Monday. Especially next week, the go home episode before TLC, I think will be very, very interesting. Now, if there's anybody out there listening and you want to call in the future, generally my shows are on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. The phone number to call is 323-870-3411. So if you want to call in a future show, that is the phone number. Again, that's 323-870-3411. Like I said, next week, go home. The final episode of Raw before TLC. I hope we get even more matches. I hope. I hope we get a resolution to the Baron Corbin Braun Strowman issue. Will Strowman be cleared to compete at TLC or not? Personally, I don't think he will, and I think he'll have to appoint somebody to compete in his place. And after tonight, I'm not too sure that that person won't be Dolph Ziggler. Or Apollo Crews. But we will have to wait until next Monday to see. But be sure to tune in next week. Or be sure to tune in Monday or Wednesday night. I will get it right. One of these times. I'm tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. And I've been moving all day today. And I will be giving some more of my opinions. So be sure to tune in Wednesday night at 11:30. Have a wonderful night, everybody. And I'll see you near the ring. Good night, everybody.